Hello there. My name is Peter Genzinger. I'm the Communication Studies Librarian at Laurier, and I'd like to welcome you to my video for you on doing library research for your annotated bibliography and research paper. This is for CS 101 in the fall of 2020. I have my email listed at the bottom, so please feel free to contact me there if you need to do so. But I will also be including a link in my learning space that will allow you to book a time directly on my work calendar if you have a more in-depth research question. What I'd like to do today, and I'm going to preface this by saying I'll provide a series of videos here. I hope to make them all short, but they'll build on one another. And I'm essentially going to give you 5 brief tips for scholarly research when it comes to this assignment. I'd like to point you to expert sources for finding scholarly materials and help you to find those materials efficiently and effectively. Now, I'm going to start by quoting from your assignment. Actually, even before I do that, I'll just note that the first part of this tutorial will consist of things that you should do before you actually start your search. And the second part will look at the mechanics of the search and how to best use our library system. Now, I'm going to quote from your assignment, which asks you to find and use at least 10 scholarly sources for the annotated bibliography and the research paper later on. And those can be peer-reviewed journal articles, academic books, or government reports. I'm going to focus on peer-reviewed journal articles and academic books because government reports are more or less easy to determine. And I think for this assignment, government reports are going to be included as scholarly materials. One thing to note, you'll see these terms used interchangeably. Peer-reviewed, academic, scholarly, refereed is another term that you might run across. They essentially mean the same thing, materials that have been through the peer review process. I'll include a link in my learning space, either to the course guide for this particular course that will walk you through some additional resources that can help you to figure out, determine what is an academic book, what does that actually mean, as well as the term peer review, what does that mean? But when I'm guiding you through this process, I will show you how to relatively easily find peer-reviewed materials. Now, the first tip I'm going to say is to read your topic question carefully, closely, to find relevant keywords. Why is that? I find that often many students, when they're starting out, focus on one particular phrase or question and then search on that alone. So they'll type a question into one of our databases and it doesn't work really well. It's not quite as sophisticated, our system, as Google. So you want to try to break down your question into keywords. Here is one of the questions as an example on convergence and concentration. Now, the first thing that you should do is decide on what's the major focus here. What I've done is highlight here the argument that you're being asked to make in this question. Argue for or against ownership restrictions in Canadian media. So that's your main topic. But you also want to think about what are some of the related terms that you can look on. I've highlighted some here, and what you can do is take those terms and then put them together in a list, something like this. Now, note I'm saying that these are possible keywords or subject terms that you could use in your search. You don't have to use all of them. We've got Canada, Canadian, convergence, and concentration. Those are some of the obvious ones, but then I've listed some other ones that are related that you hopefully would pick up as you're thinking about it. Ownership, bias, influence, competition. And then over on the right-hand side, we have some different and yet related keywords, media, the more general term, and then some specific media like newspapers, radio, television, telecommunications. There's also the aspect of democracy and the democratic society. And also, I've just here listed, you could put a selected case study of your own choice. My second tip is to use Omni for books and research databases for articles. Why do I say that? Well, research databases make it easier to get precisely what you're looking for. Omni is our catalog, our main catalog that you see when you go to the library homepage. And I'll do a search in a second just to show you what I'm illustrating. But it gives you many, many results, and it's often hard to limit your results to just, say, articles that are within the scope of the question that you're asking. So I'm suggesting that you might want to use Omni just for books and some of our specialized databases for articles to keep things separate. You also want to get a general background on your topic, and articles don't really give you that. I see this with students all the time. They will search for articles and find something that might be along the lines of what they're looking for, but they really need more of a general overview of the topic, and articles will not necessarily give you that. Sometimes it's easier just to go to a book, read a little bit of one chapter, and you'll get a good background on the topic that you're writing on. So I'm going to stop at this point, and I'm going to go and do a demo in Omni.